Shvi'is Perikei, Mishnah Ches, 5-8. Another Mishnah on the topic of Mesela Devar Avera, the concern about helping people do the Avera of breaking Shemitah. And again, this Mishnah is built on the premise of the previous Mishnayos, that a dual-purpose item, something that could be used either to be Mechal Shabbos or not, is permissible to give or sell to a Jew, even if you suspect them of being a person who breaks Shemitah. So the Mishnah starts out by saying an interesting case, a borderline case, the case of a para choreshes, a cow that's been trained to plow, an ox. So Beis Shammai Omrim, lo yimkor lo para choreshes b'shvias. You're not allowed to sell a cow that's been trained for plowing on the Shemitah year. The reason why is because Beis Shammai assumes that there's no way a normal person would shecht and eat such a cow in the Shemitah year. It has extra value because it's a plowing cow. And therefore, the only reason he wants to buy in the Shemitah year is because he intends to plow, and that's, of course, forbidden. But Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says, no, maybe not. There is an outside chance he would actually eat this cow, and that outside chance is enough to rely upon to permit one to sell a cow trained to plowing to a person who is suspected of breaking Shemitah. Similarly, mochelo peros b'shas hazera, you are allowed to sell to someone who you suspect to be mochel Shemitah. Peros, almost always in the Mishnayos, primarily means, the literal translation is produce, but when you think peros, you shouldn't think apples, fruit. You should think grain. And that's normally what it means in the Mishnayos as the primary meaning, and here that's the case as well. So we're saying you have a, you know, someone wants to buy a pound of barley, corn,